Welcome to our service for the 20th Sunday after Trinity. Our theme today is Harvest. As many of you know, I've been away for a couple of weeks, so today's address is not actually written by me. I asked a friend of mine, Tom Hartman, to produce it by asking the artificial intelligence chatbot ChatGPT to produce a harvest sermon for a congregation in rural Wales. The results, as you will hear, are remarkable and raise many questions. Like all human inventions, artificial intelligence has potential both for good and ill, depending on the moral choices of the human beings who use it. But as you will hear today, its potential, even in these early days, is extraordinary. We begin, however, somewhat more traditionally, with the harvest hymn, "We Plough the Fields and Scatter." Confession. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Harvest Collect. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. The Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 12. Jesus told the people a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I'll do this. I'll pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Thank you.
So here is that harvest sermon. Remembering that ChatGTP was given the instruction to create a harvest sermon for a congregation in rural Wales. I think you would have known straight away that it wasn't by me. Dear beloved congregation, I don't think you'd have thought I'd call you that. As the golden leaves fall gently from the trees and the crisp autumn air wraps us in its embrace, we gather together to celebrate the bountiful blessings of the harvest season. In the heart of rural Wales, where the land and the people are intertwined in a timeless dance, we come before the Lord with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. The act of harvesting is deeply embedded in the fabric of our rural community. For generations, our ancestors toiled the fields, sowing the seeds of faith and hard work, and reaping the rewards both of nature's bounty and of God's providence. As we meet here today, surrounded by the fruits of our labour, let us reflect on the profound spiritual lessons that the harvest season imparts to us. First, gratitude for abundance. In this age of supermarkets and convenience, it's easy to forget the miracle of harvest. The earth has yielded its treasures, and we must remember to be thankful for the abundance bestowed upon us. Just as the fields have produced an abundance of crops, so too have our lives been blessed with an abundance of God's love and grace. Secondly, the cycle of life. The harvest season reminds us of the beautiful cycle of life, the planting, nurturing, and reaping. It mirrors our own spiritual journey. As we plant seeds of kindness, love, and generosity in our lives, we nurture our faith through prayer and good deeds, and eventually, in God's time, we reap the due rewards. Third, the act of sharing. The harvest season teaches us the importance of sharing. When we gather the fruits of our labour, it is not just for our own sustenance, but to help those in need. This is a reminder of the gospel message to love one another, to feed the hungry, and to care for the less fortunate. Resilience and patience. Farmers, especially in these times, often face unpredictable weather and seasons, but they persevere, knowing that God's plan is greater than their own. As we face challenges and uncertainties in our lives, we must trust in the Lord's wisdom and exercise the same resilience and patience. And then unity in community. The harvest season brings has always brought communities together. Neighbours help one another, sharing their resources and labour. Our Rural Wales congregation is a testament to the strength of community bonds. As we gather here, let us remember the importance of supporting and uplifting one another in faith and love. Finally, stewardship of creation. Our role as stewards of God's creation is evident in the care and cultivation of the land. Let us renew our commitment to protecting and preserving the natural world that sustains us and all living things, recognizing that it is a gift from our Creator. In this season of harvest, then, let us offer our heartfelt thanks to the Lord, who has provided us with both the physical and spiritual sustenance we need. May we remember that our faith, like a well-tended field, will yield a rich harvest when nurtured with love, prayer, and good deeds. And as we partake in the fruits of the harvest, may we also take time to nourish our souls with the Word of God, to offer thanks, and to share our blessings with those in need. Let the love that flows from this congregation be a beacon of hope and inspiration to all who cross our path. May God's grace continue to bless this rural community of Wales, our homes, our fields, and our hearts, as we move forward in faith, unity, and gratitude. Amen. For our prayers. Our intercessions will be led by Helen. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Enta de honoiten de nevoi, sanctedia de enu, delede de ernas, gunella de wichlis, megis in an ev, vechli aradea hebid. Deroni heddio en bara benadiol, madaini en deledion, vela madeon in ein deledwir. Ac nac arfa ni brofedigaeth, eithi gwared ni rhag drwg. Can eis eitho ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us together today to worship, to give thanks for all the goodness in our lives, to pray for things that trouble us, and to pray for us and all our loved ones. Faithful God, sometimes our faith feels weak. The trials of life test our faith, and we find it hard to rejoice. Help our faith to grow, and help us realise that it is the most important thing in our lives. Show us how to rise above our human weaknesses and to grow stronger in our Christian faith. We pray for the Church. We give thanks for the appointment of the Reverend Dorian Davis as Bishop of St. David's. May he be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in all he says and does. We give thanks also for our church leaders here. We pray for Eileen, our Archdeacon, John, our Area Dean, for Matthew, Judith, and all who serve in our churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help your children less fortunate than ourselves, the suffering, the disadvantaged, the ones hit by natural disasters, injustice and discrimination. We remember especially those caught up in conflict in the Middle East, Ukraine and Syria, through no fault of their own. Please make your presence felt. Bring them comfort and hope. Give them strength and willpower to restore their lives, their homes, their dreams. We pray that the leaders of the world will work together to bring peaceful resolutions to all areas of conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for your world. Forgive us when we are ungrateful, when lack of faith and spiritual blindness prevents us from appreciating the wonder of your creation and the endless cycle of nature. Forgive us for taking without giving, reaping without sowing. We pray for the farmers of the world, many of whom still use methods described by Jesus. And we especially pray that they may be treated with fairness for their labours. We remember also those who work with the land here in Ceredigion, suffering from the unpredictable weather as a result of climate change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gweddion dros ein henwyliaid, ein teuluoedd, ein cymdogion a'n ffrindiau. Gwarchodwch nhw rhag gofidion bywyd bob dydd, ac ofnaid i ri, megis costau bywyd, salwch, unigrwydd, a thorri lawr perthynasau. Gweddion dros y rheini sydd eisiau bwyd, y digartref, yr unig, a'r rhai sy'n sâl neu'n galaru. I bawb sydd yn wynebu tristwch heddiw, a'i ffydd wedi'i chwalu a'r dyfodol yn edrych yn anobeithiol. Fe gofiwn yn ein colonnau, y rhai sydd yn peri gofid i ni yn bersonol. Arglwydd, yn Didrigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Everlasting God, we pray for those approaching death, that through our prayers they may know themselves accompanied with love on that journey. We pray for those who have died, that they may come to know the full joy of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, as we go into the week ahead, we ask that in all we do, we may walk more closely with you at our side, safe in the knowledge that your fatherly love and care knows no bounds. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now may the love of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.